Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Do not worry. Luke chapter 12, verse 25. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his or her stature? I recall listening to a sermon by Donald Barnhouse, who was pastor of a large church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He shared that his wife was a worrier. She worried about not worrying enough, almost. It bothered him so much that he finally decided to take some action. And he told her that he really couldn't deal with all of the worrying on a daily basis, and so he wanted her to write down all of the worries that she brought to him on a daily basis. And rather than bringing them to him on a daily basis, once a week on Saturday morning, she would bring her list of things that she had been worrying about, and they would talk about it at that time and pray about it. The first Saturday came, and he noticed that she was slow in coming, but when he called her, she brought her book in, and he said, "Okay, what are the things that you worried about?" And she went through the list, and each item, he said, "Well, what happened to that?" Well, she said, "It really didn't happen the way I thought it would, so I didn't need to worry about it." And how about the second one? "Well, I didn't need to worry about it either, because it wasn't as I had anticipated it being." And item after item, she listed things that she was worrying about that never happened. They never occurred. They were not worthy of her worry. And he said, "Well, maybe it's just a bad week for worrying. Let's try it again next week." The following week, the same thing happened. All of the things that she had worried about and listed in her worry book did not come to fruition. After a few weeks, he said, "You know, it just seems like the things you worry about never happen." "But what happened? What things happened?" And she listed several things. He said, "Why didn't you worry about them?" She said, "Well, they occurred so quickly, I didn't have a chance to worry." A silly illustration, but oh, how true it is. So many times we fret and stew and worry about things that we have no business worrying about. And the bottom line is that we are trying to deal with things in our own life with our own abilities, with our own strength, instead of turning them over to the Lord and let the Lord deal with the situations in our life. Things will happen that we will not be able to control, but I want to tell you something. The Lord can control it. So regardless of what is facing you right now, no matter how bad the clouds may appear, no matter how threatening the situation may present itself, if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and never lean on our own understanding by itself, but bring it to the Lord and allow Him to take control, then the situation will be for His glory and for our good. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we confront this problem that occurs in all of our life, for we all are tempted to worry about situations and try to take things into our own hands as far as worry is concerned. Help us, Lord, strengthen us so that we might be able to have the ability to bring things to the foot of the cross and leave them there, and receive the strength that you give us for each moment of each day of our life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.